we've got a group of 21 young carers, so young people that have a caring role in their family or with friends, a significant connection with others to support them when they're unwell. So it might be a disability, a mental illness, frail age.
And you've gone fishing?
Yeah, so it's a day out for the young people with support from the Glenelg Nature Trust in collaboration with Centrecare and Carers SA and also the Red Cross, which is brilliant, so that the young people can have some just time out for themselves, just to relax, no responsibilities, no one else to look out for except for just themselves and having a good day.
How often do the young carers get to come together like this?
So there's opportunities pretty much every school holidays. There's probably like 5, 6, 7 activities where they can choose from. So they might not go to all of them, but depending on what's happening in their family, with different things that are going on for them, they can choose what works for them and to give them that bit of space to enjoy and just be with friends, do something that's, like I said before, relaxing.
What would the age group be?
So today's age group is from 8 to 17, but generally young carers are 8 to 25s.
You were saying that you have, I think, 21 young carers here today.
Yes.
That number surprises me, that there are so many young people who are caring.
There's actually a lot more young carers than one would realise. I'm not sure what the ratios are, but that's hardly a scratch of the young carers in the community. We have about 120 that are registered and many, many more in the community that at this point probably don't know about, understanding that that's what they do, because that's just what young people do. They're in a situation and often, they're looking out for others, doing those extra tasks and being more patient and waiting while others' needs are more prominent. Our young carers are from Mount Gambier and also extend out to Nangwari, Tarpina, Panola, Narracourt, Millicent, Glencoe, as far as Robe. So we have a lot of young carers from different parts of the area that we can fortunately now reach out to because of the partnerships that we have with the Red Cross has been quite significant. Services do the best they can, but when services come together, like it has been with Carers SA and the Red Cross, also Centrecare, and the Glenelg Nature Trust today, just creates a really dynamic service and the ability to be able to meet the needs of carers across the southeast.
You've obviously brought all of this together today, but you're also helping in a very hands-on way. You've been casting the line, and have you been baiting the hook as well?
I haven't put bait on yet, but I've touched some bait, and I'll do what's necessary though so they enjoy their day and get the most out of it and are safe but have maximum fun. Young carers are responsible beyond their years and they work in with families in incredible ways that do go under the radar, and they are a strength in our community that they often do extra things as well, like volunteer for organisations or are quick to raise money or lend a hand. So it's a real privilege to walk alongside the young carers and their families and create opportunity for them to relax and enjoy. So I really do think they are the heartbeat of our communities.
Hi, my name's Anya. I'm 14 years old and I care for my little brother Aramis.
And what do you do to help?
Well, sometimes if like mum and dad need a hand, I can just help look after him and that kind of thing. Just general helping out around the house. That kind of thing. Well, I think it's good that I can help.
Helps out your parents?
Sometimes I'll look after him if they go out or something.
You've had a chance today to go out yourself. We're out here fishing. It's a bit windy, but it's certainly not too bad. Have you caught a fish yet?
No, I haven't caught anything yet. I've caught seaweed, but no fish yet. I'm hoping to catch something though.
What are you most looking forward to today?
I'm really looking forward to going swimming. That's going to be really fun. I like swimming.
And what else are you doing today?
We're having a barbecue. I know that. I can't remember anything else that we're doing, but
Events for young carers are held every now and then. Do you like to get along and meet up with your fellow young carers?
Yeah, I really like going to young carers. It's really fun, and the activities we get to do are usually stuff that I wouldn't normally get to do. So, it's pretty fun. Like, last school holidays we got to do paintball, and we got to go to, I got to go to Copenhagen, and we got to get our hair done and that kind of stuff, so that was really fun.
My name's Sean and I'm 15 and I care for my brother.
How often do you get to go fishing?
Oh, occasionally we'll come down with a couple of mates over the weekend, but not very often.
And today you're here with quite a few mates. I don't know how many of them you actually know, but I think 21 young carers in total. How often do you get to catch up with other young carers?
Usually during the school holidays, there'll be 5-6 activities, and usually come along to at least all of them if I can. Usually it's comforting you, who you're caring for, and helping them if they've got difficulties with anything.
And how do you feel about being able to help in that way?
Oh, it makes you feel good at the end of the day. Think that you've helped made their life a bit easier for them and happier.
Have you caught a fish yet?
No, none today.
Not yet.
I'm Jaden, I'm 8 years old and I care for my mum.
And what do you do to help?
Well, I usually clean the house up because she has arthritis and it usually makes her really, really tired.
What's your job when it comes to cleaning the house?
Doing the dishes and like tidying the couch.
So how does that make you feel to be able to help your mum in that way?
Really, really happy, because then she doesn't have to worry about anything being wrong.
Do you like fishing?
Yes.
Have you caught anything yet?
No, but I've lost a hat.
You haven't caught anything, but you've lost your hat?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be a memory for you. So what are you most looking forward to today?
Spending time with all my friends here and doing the activities. That will be fun.